You're here with Bike Sport Radio. I'm Brad House. We're going to be featuring the sport of competitive cycling, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bicycles. Again, I'm Brad House. This is a new radio show. This is our first time, so go easy on us. We're here at killradio.org. The phone number is 213-252-0998. Coming up, we're going to have featuring on this show some news on a regular basis. I've got some interviews with real racers, little history of one local Los Angeles club, bike club, and we'll review some road rides. We've got a traditional New Year's Day ride you'll find interesting. We've got some live clips from that as well, and also one very large wintertime road training ride that draws hundreds of riders in the wintertime only. That is the Simi Valley Road Ride. So we conceived of this show after listening to years and years of sports like football, baseball, basketball, soccer. They get a lot of media coverage, yet millions of people out there are now riding bicycles. And in the USA alone, there's over 63,000 USA Cycling licensed bicycle racers. That's licensed racers, amateur racers. USAC is the national sanctioning body for bicycle racing in the United States. So we are here to put bike racing on the map, Bike Sport Radio. In the news, coming up at the Encino Velodrome, we've got a ladies-only track session on Saturday, January 17th. And this is in Encino. The Encino Velodrome is located on Oxnard Street. Primary goal of the Ladies Only Training Series program is to introduce and educate as many women as possible in this exciting sport of track cycling. Those of you that know about track cycling, it's no brakes racing. You've got bikes with a fixed gear and no brakes on a closed course. So both new and experienced riders are encouraged to join the Encino Velodrome on Saturday, January 17th. As well as February 7th, and those are the next two ladies-only track sessions coming up. For complete details on that, be sure and visit their website, EncinoVelodrome.org. Again, that's EncinoVelodrome.org. More track racing going on in the wintertime also. The LA Velodrome hosts Friday Night Race Series. Next race series coming up January 30th. And that's the LAVRA, LA Velodrome Racing Association, Friday Night Training Races. That's at the ADT Event Center in Carson, California. These races are from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. You can register online at socalreg.com. And they have their own website as well. The LAVelodrome.org is their website. That's LAVelodrome.org.
Right, so I'm here on a weekday training ride out here in Palos Verdes, and I'm here with
those of you who are into dirt racing. We've got dirt bike racing, that's mountain bike racing, coming up at the Southridge Fontana area. And Southridge USA, it's called the Southridge Challenge. It's their winter series. They've got cross country, super D, four cross, and downhill racing, with awards going five deep in each category. Free T-shirts with registration. Their race schedule starts Saturday with cross-country registration. And on Sunday, they've got downhill racing going on as well. Saturday's cross-country, downhill practice, and Super D racing. For more information on that, visit www.southridgeusa.com. That's Donnie Jackson, Don Jackson, with Southridge USA. If you want any of your events featured here, you should give us a call. Again, it's Kill Radio, 213-252-0998. Coming up next, we've got some local racers, little bit of local coverage. We got some interviews with some local racers you might find interesting. Let's see if we can check that out now.
Real riders who actually race also and have real jobs. I'm here with Simon. Simon, what do you do?
I'm an attorney down for the Port of Los Angeles.
Okay, cool. And you're getting into bike racing or you're new, or tell us about it a little bit. How'd you get into it?
Well, I've been riding off and on for a little over 20 years. I was working at a bike store when I was about 12. Did a lot of riding then, and then, you know, as life goes on, you get less and less. But moved back here to California about a year ago and have got back into biking a lot. Did some cyclocross racing this past season and looking forward to getting out on the road doing some racing as well.
Right on. And you find time to ride in the after hours when you're not working and everything. That's very cool. Thank you, Simon.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Red.
All right, so we just finished another climb, and while we're out here in the field, I've got Daniel Katz. Tell us a little bit about collegiate racing, Daniel.
Oh, it's great. We race against each other every weekend, so we get to know each other, but it's super competitive. I race collegiate A's, so it's all 1-2-3 guys, and category 1-2-3 guys, and it's really hard and really fast, but lots of fun.
Right on. When is the first intercollegiate race here in Southern California, and what are the schools you think you can expect?
The first race will be the Boulevard Road Race in on February 7th, I believe. The schools are going to be UCLA, us, UCSB, Stanford, Davis, Berkeley, just to name a few, probably a bunch of the other UCs and Cal States as well. Can't think of any.
Right on, February. It's going to be burr cold, huh? First intercollegiate road race, the Boulevard Road Race. And I understand that your club also promotes a couple races of its own. They have something coming up this year also?
Yeah, actually, I'll be promoting that. January 31st will be the Port College Kids Road Race. It'll have all categories, Cat 5 to Cat Pro 1 and Masters categories. It's a road race, so it's going to range from 34 to 70 miles. A bit of climbing, not too much. It'll be hard, though, still. The roads are good, and the weather will be nice.
Right on. And that's in Santa Barbara. And what website will we go to find out more about the Port College Kids Road Race?
Right now, just go to scmca.com and go to the schedule. The flyer will be up there. And you can also check out our website at ucsbcycling.org, but there's just team information up right now.
Cool. That's scmca.com. That's local racing in Southern California. Thanks, Daniel.
All right, thank you.
I live right down the road. Dana Point, man.
Brad House with Bike Sport Radio. Radio show starting in a couple of weeks here. Roger Worthington, Labor Power. What a team that was. Tell us a little bit about the team, huh?
The team dominated, basically pretty much took over the world. It was a great run, made a lot of enemies, won a lot of points, got on the podium a great deal. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I remember Labor Power was just ruling the world there a few years back, and I guess you're retired from racing, kind of, but you've moved on to your promoter now?
Well, I don't know. It's sort of like an addiction. You never can really walk away. I keep dabbling. My toe's still in the water. I think I might mount a comeback, maybe just symbolic. I don't know if it's for real, but in my mind, I feel like I want to come back.
Very good. All right. Roger Worthington, Bike Sport.
All right, that was a couple of real people, real racers out in the field, and real interviews. Roger Worthington, Labor Power, Simon Kahn. Now, we are also going to feature some discussion about upcoming events, clubs, race nutrition products, what you need to race bikes. So those are some of the things to look forward to in future shows. Right now, we've got a little bit of a club history going on here. I'm going to discuss one of the local bike clubs, been around since only 1992, so there are many older clubs with a lot more history. However, in 1992, we, and I'm actually the founder of this club, one of the founders, so I'll try to play it by ear as much as I can here and remember as many details as I can. Back in 1992, after racing myself for several other clubs, I decided I wanted to start a new club and decided to get together with a couple of other racers in the local area. Paul Foley, Sean Watkins, big thanks to them for helping out. Scott Campbell, owner of Lomita Pro Bicycles. David DeMaria, We got together, had a few meetings, and said, hey, let's form our own club. We've got a bike shop interested in being involved. And that was born in Peninsula Cycle Club. Peninsula Cycle Club, a club around since 1992, racing, recreational, mountain bike, road bike, track racers. We've got track riders. We've got some clinics coming up. Their website is peninsulacc.org for current details on Peninsula Cycle Club. But the way the history went, we had a few of us, small group. We had about 10, 15 people, got together with Lomita Pro Bikes and made some jerseys. Lomita Pro Bikes was the main sponsor. Did a few races the first year, and everybody said, hey, this is cool. This is a new club. Everybody likes what's new and fresh all the time. Seems that way. And the following year, we almost doubled in membership, which was 1993. We pretty much doubled in membership. And the club and the shop had a really cool symbiotic relationship. Everybody bought all their stuff from the shop, Lomita Pro Bikes, and that was all fine and dandy. And the club grew so large, in fact, that it actually split and formed a new club. And the Peninsula Cycle Club spun off, so to say, kind of a new racing group. Peninsula Cycle Club continued on. We went on to another relationship with title sponsor Smith Cycle. Smith Cycle is in Lomita, California. That's in the South Bay area. SmithCycle.com. And Smith Cycle became the title shop sponsor of Peninsula Cycle Club then for a couple of years after that. I was into track racing primarily, velodrome track racing. Some of the other members were also track racers, a few mountain bikers, and hanging out at the track was fun. Got to know a lot of the people there. There were several juniors being kind of shepherded by a group that became known as Team GS and Team BC. This is a Girl Scouts cycling group, very young riders, came up through the AAF, a youth program, through what used to be the old Olympic Velodrome, which was built in, I believe, 83 for the 1984 Olympics at Cal State Dominguez Hills. We got involved with them and somewhat merged with them, and again, the club grew. We had a lot of track racers, a lot of juniors in the club as well for a few years. Then that went on pretty well with a whole new set of jerseys, I believe orange and blue with a kind of a vertical horizontal orange stripe. The jerseys were very visual, so that was really neat. Later, we absorbed some other interested cyclists. Derek, a friend who moved here from the East Coast, came in a few years later. Moved here from Connecticut, and he was looking for something new and fresh. Derek was a sales rep for one of the distributors in the cycling industry, and Derek and I kind of carried the club on for a few years after that. Later, he decided to get a job working retail and working for King's Bicycles in San Pedro. Derek was able to bring aboard a new sponsor, King's Bicycles, and we became known as Team King's. And once again, the club just grew huge. It was really cool. We had a lot of racers, a lot of Category 4s, and everybody knew us as Team Kings at the time, still Peninsula Cycle Club. So after a few years of that, you know, things change. Peninsula Cycle Club is now with another shop, Bike Palace. The Bike Palace is in San Pedro. You can visit their website at thebikepalace.com. And the Bike Palace provided a tremendous amount of support for the club as well. The club is now incorporated as a nonprofit association and is available for sponsorship all the time. We've got almost 200 members now. That's Peninsula Cycle Club. So it's going great guns, and cycling is cool. It's a cool sport out there. We've got a local action going on with a New Year's Day ride. That's kind of cool. And I had a chance to actually join this New Year's Day ride big road ride, 400 riders plus, leaves out of Long Beach each New Year's Day. They call it the Hangover Ride. And it leaves at 8 a.m., so hence the Hangover Ride. And we went out and chatted with a few of the riders on the New Year's Day ride. This ride goes from Long Beach. It's 90 miles long. Leaves from the marina, that's Marina Way and 2nd Street in the Long Beach Marina near Joe's Crab Shack. Heads south down through Orange County all the way into Dana Point. Then the riders rest there, get some water. Some of them turn around and head back to Long Beach. So the ride shrinks a little bit. And the rest head inland through San Juan Capistrano, Mission Viejo, and kind of the El Toro Marine Base area through El Toro. There's another rest stop in there, and then they hit like 30 miles an hour heading back through Irvine Center Drive, Jamboree, through Irvine, Back Bay, back to the Newport Coast. And then at that point, they head back north on Pacific Coast Highway back to Long Beach, and there's a big, massive sprint at Bolsa Chica. So this is like a pickup ride, and we do these rides all over the South Bay area in Southern California. They're just no leaders, just everybody just says, hey, let's show up and do this, and they go on a regular basis. We'll try to feature some more of these rides on future shows. For example, there's the Simi ride. We actually may have some information about the Simi Valley ride in a little while here. There's a Montrose ride heading out of Montrose on Saturdays. There's a Saturday donut ride in Palos Verdes, Palos Verdes Peninsula, every Saturday. This is how we train. The streets are our venues. So let's cue up a little bit about the New Year's Day ride, and it was a great time out there, New Year's Day ride.
With Bike Sport here. We're at the Long Beach New Year's Day ride. We're at our rest stop in Dana Point here with Frank. Frank said from Velo Allegro, just off cyclocross season. Tell me a little bit about your cyclocross season.
Oh, I had a lot of fun. It was a 10-race series, and also the Back on Track had a 4-race series. So tried to do as many as I could. It was awesome time.
All right. Yeah, the Urban Cyclocross and also some SoCal Cyclocross. How'd you do in the Urban Cyclocross series?
I got second overall, 50-plus category, so I'm happy about that.
Right on. All right. So you're getting ready for the racing season now coming up with this New Year's Day ride, I guess, and we'll go from there. And what kind of riding are you expecting the rest of the season?
Well, we're actually going to be putting on a criterium in March, March 8th, and Dominguez Hills. So looking forward to some crit racing and also some road racing.
Okay, thanks, Frank. Promoter and racer, Bike Sport. Brad House with Bike Sport here. We are in San Clemente on the infamous Long Beach New Year's Day ride, and we're just kind of doing a recovery pace right now. 18 miles an hour, nice and easy. 400 riders has dwindled down to about 100, maybe. And we'll be heading into Mission Viejo. Brad House with Bike Sport. New Year's ride. We're heading through Santiago College up here. Not Santiago College. What college is this? Heading up to Marguerite Parkway. I believe it's called, and then up through Irvine. Still about 100 riders. Just about every racing club represented in Orange County, at least. You got Schroeder Iron, Show Air, Velo Allegro, Labor Power. That's one of those obstacles everybody points out. Just make sure nobody hits anything. Bike Religion, SVG Ironworks has a team, also Cycles Veloce, and here we are at the end of the college now, getting ready to head back onto the road at Marguerite Parkway, heading up for the hills in Irvine.
It's a little bit uphill here, and because it's New Year's Day, the pace isn't too bad. So most of the group is still hanging together, no problem. Truck up on the left side here, and a sign in the center. There's a pack etiquette that goes on in pack riding. You point out obstacles when you're in the front, debris on the ground, or things like that. Yeah, road furniture, they call it sometimes. And also when traffic lights turn red, we say light ahead. Whether or not they stop is up to the lead group. But it is common etiquette to do that. Right turn. A lot of speed bumps here in the college campus. And here we are at Marguerite Parkway now, heading northwards into Irvine, Mission Viejo first, and then Irvine. There'll be another rest stop shortly on this 90-mile New Year's Day ride in the San Diego Canyon area. After that, we'll be hitting 32 miles an hour the rest of the way back through Jamboree and Irvine Center Drive. It's Brad House with Bike Sport.
Yeah, the New Year's Day ride had about 400 riders when it first started. And little by little, it gets smaller and smaller just because of the pace and everything. I don't know, people are hungover, people aren't fit yet. Anyways, by the time we get back, we had about 40 riders left at the final sprint in Bolsa Chica. So 90% attrition.
Marguerite and Oso Parkway now.
Where's your brother Floyd?
Schroeder Iron in the front. And Labor Power Sawyer. What are we? We are 44 miles into the ride from Long Beach. Still a couple of rollers. We're down to about 100 riders now left on the infamous Long Beach New Year's Day ride. We are at 50 miles now on the infamous Long Beach New Year's Day ride. I'm here with Paul Chi. Paul, how'd your season go, and what's looking up for next year?
Well, first of all, I want to say hi to everybody and Happy New Year's. And, well, my season, I think this 2008 was a really good race season for me, even though I have a few crashes and, you know, a little bad luck here and there. But I'm very happy, and so far I want to stay with the same team.
What team is that you're racing for, and what was your best results in 2008?
Well, the team is still is five-star. It's under different sponsorship. I'm not quite sure which one it is now. And my best result, I think I have two winnings with Green Trolley and Land on Father's Day. So that's good.
Right on. Green Trolley Criterium in San Diego. That's coming up again in June, I believe, this year. And we're rolling now. Brad House, Bike Sport.
That was one of the rest stops. That was actually the second rest stop on the New Year's Day ride. First rest stop's in Dana Point. That rest stop was in the El Toro area. Everybody scrambles for water, gets back on the bikes, and takes off again. So here we go.
That Lake Forest and Marguerite was the last stop there. New Year's Day ride. We're heading down Marguerite now. Turns into Irvine Center Road. Still about 100 riders now. That was our final rest stop of this 90-mile New Year's Day ride, local Southern California racers. We're going to be hitting 32, 33 miles an hour about soon, heading back here. So, can't talk too much longer. Certainly not with one hand on the handlebars here. Jamboree Expressway. We're about to enter the expressway here. What, did we get on the toll road or not? Hey, Serge, should we get on the toll road here?
Huh?
This isn't a toll road, is it? sorry.
We're not paying.
We're not paying, though. Yeah, that's right. The New Year's Day ride.
I didn't know where we were. That was out Jamboree near Irvine, somewhere out there. And there's a couple of nice on and off ramps. They sure look like freeways to me, but, you know, whatever.
Continues in Irvine on Jamboree now. Picking it up just passing the 5 freeway here. And you're listening to Bike Sport Radio.
The sprint goes, Serge.
I don't know.
Yeah, 82 miles and then you do a sprint. That's gnarly, huh? Yeah. That's it for the Long Beach ride. We're now in Seal Beach. 50 of us survived in the lead group here. Brad House. Got Serge here from Rock Racing. We'll talk about some of the teams maybe on one of our next shows at Bike Sport.
Yeah, that was the final sprint. Sergio Hernandez out of San Pedro, Rock Racing. He was up there in the lead group for the final sprint after 90 miles of training ride on the road. So these pickup rides are the way we train out here in road riding, and they just draw people from all over the place that just show up and ride, and there's this common etiquette. It's really cool. Drafting plays a big part in these group rides. You know, you use three-fourths of your energy out there is used just to overcome your wind resistance. So a pack of riders can definitely move a lot faster. And it's very enjoyable to ride in a pack and be able to maintain 28 miles an hour or so without as much effort, certainly, as if you were riding by yourself. So you're here with Bike Sport Radio, 213-252-0998, where we feature race results, upcoming events, feature racers, local racers, race nutrition products, and what you need to race bikes. Not too much race results going on right now. It is somewhat of an off season. It's January. This is a new show. We don't really have too much racing. Racing season for road starts usually around mid-February, early February. There's a couple of road races coming up in Southern California. The Poor College Kids Road Race. We heard Daniel Katz speak about that earlier from UC Santa Barbara. That's coming up January 31st. That road race is up by Los Olivos, which is just north of Santa Barbara. Great little course road race, the Poor College Kids Road Race, scnca.org. You can find all details on the Poor College Kids Road Race. That's a fundraising event to help with Team UCSB. That's an intercollegiate cycling team. Coming up in February, we've got another road race in East San Diego County. That's the Boulevard Road Race. Boulevard Road Race is a great course out there. It's in the middle of nowhere, and there's almost no cars out there. The Boulevard Road Race has full details at scnca.org as well. scnca.org, by the way, is your local Southern California race calendar and your local racing association affiliated with USA Cycling. And again, USA Cycling is the sanctioning body for local bike racing. That's BMX, mountain bike, and road bike racing. We hope to feature someone from USAC on one of our future shows who can discuss USA Cycling and its goals and achievements over the years. Again, there's over 63,000 licensed bicycle racers in the U.S., licensed with USA Cycling, and we're putting bike racing on the map. This is Bike Sport on Kill Radio, 213-252-0998. So when talking about pickup rides, one of the wintertime traditional rides, the Simi Valley Ride. This ride leaves at 8:40 a.m., from the eastern end of Simi Valley on Los Angeles Avenue. Now, it leaves at 8:40 because your standard bike ride time on the hour, half hour, it's 8:30, give or take a few minutes. Somebody gets a flat. Somebody's late. Somebody's always late to these rides. So your 8:30 ride becomes an 8:40 ride, and that's what we got. So the Simi ride, great wintertime ride. We got a little information about that. We got some clips on that, too, on the Simi ride. Let's see.
This morning, we're here at the infamous Simi Valley Training Ride. I'm here with Eric Velotsky. Eric, how old are you?
I just turned 15.
Okay. Okay. And you race road, track, criterium. What kind of racing do you do?
All of them. The road, crit, track, cyclocross. Just trying to get it all.
Good. How long have you been racing?
A little bit more than 5 years now.
Oh, wow. So you started like 10, the very youngest age you can start racing at. So what's your favorite kind of racing, and what's your season looking like this year? What do you plan to do?
I plan on winning races, racing up in my age category. I like doing crits. It's pretty much all there is here, but I also like mixing it up with the road also.
Yeah, criteriums, there's a lot of that in Southern California. We're here at the Simi Ride. This is a road training ride. Eric Velotsky here, and I'm Brad House.
We're here at the CME training ride again, and this is a wintertime road ride. A bunch of riders from all over Southern California come here. I'm here with, what's your name?
Mark Patton.
Mark, you know a little bit about the history of this ride, huh? How did it start, what year, and what kind of clubs and stuff?
Yeah, it was 1960. It was started by a guy by the name of Barry Wolf, who's a famous cyclist in this area. He's since passed away, but 1960, this ride was a winter training ride for avid cyclists and pro cyclists in the off-season. Went through CME back then. This was just a two-lane road through Orange Orchards.
Yeah.
I started doing the ride in 1984, right after the L.A. Summer Olympics, and I got the bug of cycling then.
Right. A lot of people started riding after the Olympics after such a great showing. In 1960?
Yep, 1960.
That's, in fact, I was 2 years old.
Yeah, the guys who are the kind of the ride masters now are a guy by the name of John Warden and Ron Skarin. Ron Skarin.
Oh, yeah. Ron, cool. I look forward to talking to Ron. I hope he's here.
And Thurlow.
And, yeah, I see Thurlow. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk to him.
Right. These guys are veterans of the 84 Olympics. And I think Thurlow's probably been doing the ride since the late to mid-70s. So, yeah, probably talk to him. But
world champion, too. A lot of history, a lot of talent here. Thank you, Mark.
Okay.
CME Ride is now rolling down LA Avenue. I'm here with Todd Darley. Todd's a state champion, California state champion. And tell us a little bit about this ride, how you like the ride, and what kind of racing are you planning to do this year?
The state champion was in time trialing, individual and team. And that's kind of my specialty, which works good for stage racing, because if you can ace the time trial, then you obviously do well in the stage race.
Yes, and that was a four-man or two-man team?
Both. We actually won three jerseys, individual, two-man, and four mixed with my wife last year.
Very good. Wow, don't mess with this guy. Todd Darley, two-time state champion, California. We're on the CME ride.
All right, the CME ride going on through the end of January. Hundreds and hundreds of roadies, state, national champions. There's at least one world champion out there, too. We plan to talk to him. That's Thurlow Rogers, Masters Worlds winner. Very strong rider out there, Thurlow Rogers. Look forward to hearing from him at one of our later shows. Again, this is our first show here at Bike Sport Radio. I'm Brad House, where we feature the sport of competitive cycling, bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. The phone number is 213-252-0998. These shows are also podcasted, so you'll be able to pull up archives later at killradio.org. Killradio.org. Los Angeles Free Radio. I'd like to promote one of our other shows also on Kill Radio, Bike Talk. Bike Talk is talk about bikes, anything about bikes, from bike riders, bike activists, artists, bike artists, and anything to do with bike culture. Bike Talk, that's on Saturdays from 10 a.m. till noon. 10 a.m. till noon, that's Bike Talk, hosted by Nick Richard. Nick Richard doing a fine job there at Bike Talk. Again, that's Saturdays, 10 a.m. to noon, Bike Talk here at LA Free Radio. Bike Sport, you're listening to right now, is going to go on alternate Mondays at noon. You can listen to that on your lunch break for those of you who still have jobs in this economy. Bike Sport, alternate Mondays at noon. This is normally going to be a one-hour show, and this is our first show, so be a little short today as I'm here overlooking Vermont and Beverly out of the studios here at Kill Radio, K-I-L-L. That's killradio.org. So if you like what we're doing here at Kill Radio as far as bike culture and getting the cycling industry a little exposure, feel free to donate to us online. This is a nonprofit association. You can donate to Kill Radio. Look up killradio.org and donate online to us. We need your help. We need your support. If you like what you hear at Bike Talk or Bike Sport, donate online at killradio.org. In closing, a couple of tips I'm always going to throw out here. you know, the streets are our venue. We don't have soccer fields, baseball diamonds, parks, and so on and so forth for at least for road training and competitive road racing. We train on the streets. The streets are our venues. We share them with cars. So drivers, when you're out there and encounter cyclists, a bike's not a toy. It is a vehicle by the vehicle code. So drivers, when you see us out there, do us a favor. Just slow down and yield if you have to. Pass with about 3 feet of space. Give us lots of space. We need space to pass and drive safely out there. You just never know. That cyclist that you pass out there, that group may be training. They may have future world champions, future Olympians, future pro cyclists. You just never know who's out there riding. Today's show, giving a shout-out and a thanks to Nick Richard. Nick, thanks a lot. You really inspired me to get a show up and going like this at Bike Sport. And Nick's got his own show called Bike Talk. Nick Richard, big thanks to Nick, so appreciate your help. Bennett, big thank you to Bennett also. Bennett, couldn't have done this without you, helping me out with the tech training here. I'm still not fully knowledgeable of what the heck I'm doing here. But if you're hearing this show, then I'm doing something right. So Bennett's got a show also at Kill Radio. Be sure and listen to him. Weekly News by Bennett. Thanks to all the listeners out there. We hope you've been listening and enjoyed. And thanks to everyone who helped put the show out there. Cyclists, remember, you are driving your bike. So when you're driving your bike, drive like a car, drive safely, and we'll see you on the streets.
Bicycling on the sea, I'd have a paddle boat, my bicycle.